Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, good morning. It's Dave Clemens in studio with me. I have Kathy Kosipe, the founding director for A New Each Morning. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to see you again. I kind of want to get an update on things, but and some stuff that you're working on in the future. But first, let's just talk about what New Each Morning is.
I love to. Okay. I love sharing who we are.
What do you guys do?
So we provide post recovery support, peer support for women graduates from alcohol and drug treatment programs. Our women are referred to us from local treatment programs, and once they have graduated, then we get to be that bridge and walk with them while they enter into our community in a whole new identity.
Right, because they go in, and in theory, hopefully, they're healing and doing all this stuff. And before you guys came along, it was like you just go back right back into the world where you started and then hope it sticks.
Yes, and that's how New Each Morning was founded, after watching women graduate from treatment programs, and then it was like, goodbye, have a nice life, you did great. I'm like, oh my word, we have a gap in our community. And so I spent 9 months creating the program, and then January of 2020, we launched.
And now you've grown quite a bit since day one, right?
We have grown. We are now a public 501c3, and we have probably worked with and are working with 15 clients and many volunteer connection advocates now. And so it is growing. We're not in the masses of numbers for women, but we're making a difference for each woman that we're working with.
Tell me about this training stuff. I hear about you guys doing like these special trainings. And once these people learn these skills, they've now got these skills moving forward. So that's just compounding all the time on who and how they can help.
It is. So we realize that peer support training was critical. It's a need and a skill. And it also provides, we're contributing to the workforce for peer support. So we hold peer support trainings. Our goal this year was to hold 4 of them. Training offers the opportunity for people with lived experience to then get this certification, and then they can apply to the Oregon Health Authority for their peer support specialist certification and to the Mental Health and Addictions Certification Board of Oregon, MACBO, and they can get their Certified Recovery Mentor certification. And with those, they can go out and get jobs. So this part of our program is open to men and women, where our flagship is just for women.
Sure. If somebody wanted to find out more about the training, where the next training is and all that, the website has that information?
It does. You can go to neweachmorning.org, and if you go to the Get Involved, it'll drop down a peer support specialist page.
Let's talk about Central Oregon Gives. That's going on now. It goes until the end of the year.
It is. It launched November 6th. And it goes till 12 o'clock on December 31st.
And we'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to talk about, you were telling me off the air, featured in The Source. Has that hit the newsstands yet? Is that one already out?
It is. We are honored and very grateful to be one of the many nonprofits that was chosen to participate in the Central Oregon Gives campaign this year. But also on top of that, New Each Morning was chosen to have an article written about them. And so it is bigger than life.
Because a lot of people don't know about you guys yet, I feel like.
That is true. Because we are small and we have built from the ground up. So it's great to get this exposure and to let people know what we do and the difference that we're making.
Now, of course, to make your mission work, you do need funds.
That is true.
So let's talk about that. How are we collecting money? How can people help?
Well, the Central Oregon Gives campaign is a great way to help us right now. Our goal is to reach $20,000 to help with our housing assistance initiative and finish the year strong with that, because that's one of the very first questions that were asked from women that we begin get the honor and the privilege to work with after leaving treatment. Can you help me with housing? And at this point, we cannot. We can help refer them, but we really want to help take that initial foundational barrier away. So we can do that by helping with deposits for rent. We also can do that by helping those that actually have their own but maybe need a lot of repairs. And that's the case with our client that is in the article in the source. There's many different aspects of it, but it is a giant problem. And unless there's that foundation, it's very hard. It's a slippery slope.
Gotcha. Now, how could someone help if they want to donate and they want to do it through Central Oregon Gives? Is that different than just going straight to the website, your website?
Actually, you can do both.
Okay.
So you can go to centraloregongives.com and you can look under basic needs. And New Each Morning is there along with many other amazing nonprofits. And then you can go to our website because it's all now linked to Central Oregon Gives. So you can go to the website. It'll pull up our Central Oregon Gives page and scroll to the bottom and give your donation and join us in being part of the solution. That's our goal.
We appreciate you coming in, Kathy. We want everyone to go to your website and donate and help the mission. And I expect you to come in again and tell us how it goes.
Great. We'd love to.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Kathy Kosai, founding director of New Each Morning. Give us the website again.
That's neweachmorning.org.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.